This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall that happens each and every week. Happened as he was a congressman, Kevin Cramer, and continues as a senator, Kevin Cramer, even though it's on a different day. Same drill. Any question, any comment, any concern, anything you want to bring up, 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. You can text Todd. Got your phone in your hot little hand there, Todd? Ready for all the texts? Think he does. 701-226. Bring it on. Okay, there he said it. 701-226-8503. Or Todd, or 701-367-2054 for yours truly on What's on Your Mind. What are you driving, Todd, anyway?
Schwann GMC Sierra. What's in Your Mind is powered by SchwannGMC.com. You know, the 2018s have to get cleared out and get up to $10,000 off MSRP because the 2019s are lovely and rolling in as well. SchwannGMC.com.
We also are powered by MyPillow because if we don't get our sleep, we have no power. So, the MyPillow mattress topper is the rage. I'm getting all the feedback that I was getting on the pillow for years and years and years now about the mattress topper, which I just love hearing the story, so keep them coming. But it comes with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. You sleep on 60 days, say, just don't, I don't get it. I don't, I send it back. Simple as that. 30% off now when you use the promo code Scott. Plus, Mike is throwing in two standard MyPillows absolutely free. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. For folks on the eastern end of the state would love to see our studios, we welcome you to an open house we're holding next week. And Tuesday, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., you can come on by, watch the show if you like, get a free MyPillow for the first 50 through the door as well. So I'd love to see you. 2854-2852 Thunder Road. In Fargo, North Dakota, tomorrow. All right, Senator Hovind is here. The fall, they call, the lines are already full, so we're going to get right to it. Senator, hello, good morning, happy Friday.
Hey, Scott, good to be with you.
I was thinking of you this morning when I heard Cory Booker is running for Senate, and I think now adds to the list of the 200-300 other Democrats that are running for Senate. But whenever you have a particular political body full of people running for president, things are a little different. Right, so it could be very, very interesting over the next 2 years for you with all those Democrats running for president.
Well, it is interesting, Scotty, because you know, there's a number of things it affects, not the least of which is, you know, having a quorum to vote on things. You know, we can have a quorum, of course, with all the Republicans and the Democrat, but it does makes life interesting when you end up with votes that are, you know, 88 votes instead of 100 votes or 98 votes. And so there's that issue. There's also probably the bigger concern for, you know, for serious legislators is just how difficult it is to get Democrats on, you know, bipartisan bills if the bill is viewed too moderate or too reasonable by their base, because you know, you've got, as we know, everybody's got to appeal to their base when they're running for a nomination in a primary, and that I think that makes it difficult. I've not lived through that yet, Scott, but I just think I think of a couple of the senators now. I mean, Kamala Harris, who's a, you know, serious person. She's a talented legislator, a former prosecutor. As you know, she's struggling a little bit with her base, because as a prosecutor, you put bad guys in jail, and their base now, you know, they want bad guys out of jail. So she's having to sort of out-liberal the base, if you will, in calling for things like, you know, Medicare for all and far out notions like that, and you just sort of wonder how is that going to be reflected over the course of the next, you know, several months, the next year plus, as we put serious legislation on the floor, and so that's what concerns me. I would tell you that, you know, getting to know them, these are a lot of really good people, nice, normal, bright people, but they have this extra pressure on them, trying to get a Democratic nomination in their base. We'll see.
Nice people, glad to hear that. Bad ideas. So we'll just continue to watch this really close. All right, let's get to some calls here for Senator Kevin Cramer. Ray is on the road. Go ahead, Ray.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Ray.
By the way, congratulations. I voted for you.
Thank you.
Listening to you. But there's a piece of legislation in the state right now that's going to force insurance companies that are doing business in this state that they have to put it in their policies that they'll pay for infertile couples. And I just don't agree with that. My son just adopted. It cost him almost $30,000 for adoption, and he had to pay that money out of his own pocket. There was nobody to help him. And I'm sorry, but I feel bad for the couples that are infertile, but I don't believe the rest of us should have to pay for that through our insurance policies. And you have a good day. I'd like to hear what you got to say on that.
Sure, sure. So I've not heard about this particular state legislation. I would say this. This is why we need some choice in insurance, in purchasing insurance, so that people can get the insurance that best suits them. That would be my first thought about it. But this is a pretty specific and unique, and to your point, expensive procedure. It can be a very, very expensive process. And so you make a valid point, I think. I would just wonder if we went through all of the things that insurance pays for, how many of those things are related to choices like that. And there, as you know, there are lots of them, and we can start naming some that are far more extreme, I think, than even, you know, fertilization. You raise another point, though, I think, in the broader context. And I have to think a little more about this specific one, frankly, before I could give you my opinion, but I'd like a lot more information. But it also raises the context of, you know, the adoption process, for example, and the very expensive adoption process that your family went through. This is what makes watching some of these Democrats running for president, and of course some of these states even more so, it just makes me so sad to see how casually they dismiss life at all stages. And I'm not talking about just pregnancy anymore. I mean, this craziness from the state of Virginia and this governor who talks about a born baby as, you know, making them comfortable while the doctor and the mother, you know, discuss whether or not they should keep the baby alive. A baby that's born. They talk about it so casually, and then they don't, and then nobody comes out against it, or at least very few people come out and express their outrage, by people, I mean Democrats, high-ranking Democrats. And so we've got a big-time problem in our culture, and we need to have a long discussion about it. And when we consider how many people would like to adopt and willingly pay lots of money to adopt, we ought to find more ways to incent the right outcome.
Todd and Bismarck for Senator Cramer. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Todd. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, on a later note, hey, Senator, thank God for you and everything you're doing for fighting
thank
for
you.
Us and the nation in North Dakota. On a lighter note, I've sent three letters to Washington requesting a picture of Donald and Melania Trump,
okay.
An autographed picture, and I've got all three letters back. It looks like they've been drugged through the semi and wherever.
Yep.
How do I accomplish that? I want to go to the man cave.
Okay. I love that you are asking this question. First of all, with regard to letters that look like they've been dragged, this, for anybody who sends me a letter, Similarly, what happens is all of our mail, and you can only imagine how much more intense it is at the White House, all of our mail has to go out to another off-site location, has to be, you know, scanned and tested, and then they open it from the bottom. And usually when you open a letter from the bottom, you slice the document in half, or at least in a third. And by the time we get letters, paper letters, it looks like it's been rung through meat grinder. So, That's why you're experiencing what you're experiencing there. With regard to getting you a picture, would you do this for me? And if somebody's listening from my staff, we'll get your number and we'll see what we can do about it. I've never done it. I've never asked. I've gotten things autographed by the president before when I've been with him. But there must be some process we can try to track that down for you, Todd.
So we should probably get Todd a picture of you as well, autographed picture of you.
Yeah, who wouldn't want one of those, right? Yeah, first man cave.
See, Todd, exactly. If I were you, I'd go buy a lotto ticket today because you're a lucky guy. So
we don't know the outcome. I'm just going to give it my best like he has been.
Hang on, we'll get your number so we can get that to Senator Kramer's office. Just hang on, Todd. Don't go away. Daniel, pick up the phone and grab your number. Fred Wang, Clinton Bismarck, and Wolf and Williston are on deck. Some texts as well, some emails, lots to do with Senator Kevin Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Matt Gast of the North Dakota Soybean Council. We invite you to attend the second annual Northern Corn and Soybean Expo on Tuesday, February 12th at the Fargo Dome. This free event will feature speakers Chip Flory of AgriTalk and author and humorist Mark Mayfield. Breakout sessions will focus on the latest topics affecting soy and corn farmers, including an international trade update, Palmer Amaranth panel, and an insect, diseases, and soil panel. A large trade show is also part of the day. We hope you'll join us Tuesday, February 12th, starting at 7:30 a.m. at the Fargo Dome for a day of education, networking, and fellowship. Learn more and register for the Northern Corn and Soybean Expo at northerncornsoyexpo.com. Registration is free and encouraged.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We're all about keeping you healthy at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. All kinds of wellness products. Vince Webker is here to talk about the saunas.
Because of it releasing your body's natural endorphins, like a runner's high, it boosts your immune system, which is better than a flu shot. You sweat out all the bad, all the toxins, all the metals. That's happening. It's reducing your stress, your true autonomic nervous system.
Infrared or traditional, what's better?
We like to say traditional, but you know, for some people, an infrared sauna is better. They both do about the same thing, and they both make you better physically, mentally, and relationally. You are better when you sit in a sauna.
All options, sizes, you got it all.
One of our best, most popular ones is one you could come in the store today. We can throw it in the back of your pickup. You're getting better wellness-wise tonight just by putting it together, plugging it in for way less than a cup of coffee a day, and say no to that.
See them in Fargo, in Bismarck, in Minot, in Grand Forks, or in Devil's Lake, or online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best EDpill.com. That's T-H-E bestEDpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You know what they say, go Wireline, you call, they'll go. Simple as that. This is a top-notch team, 200-plus years of combined experience in the Wireline industry. Five of their founders, over 30 years of Wireline experience in the Williston Basin. They're in Williston, they're in Dickinson. You call, we go, go Wireline. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. A great chance for you to chat with Senator Cramer about anything on your mind, any questions about legislation or things that are happening, things you'd like to see happen, problems, concerns. Let us have it. Fred and Wing, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello, Scott and Senator.
Hi, Fred.
You know, last year you told me that I should go and look for a cheaper seed than one that's not patented, you know?
I don't know if I don't remember exactly like that, but yes, okay.
Yeah, and I looked for the ones that are not under patent, and they have basically followed the price of the
sure.
seed that's got the 20-year patent up to about $5 an acre less, which is, I feel like a voice crying in a wilderness out here. But, you know, there's no reason that seed should cost over $20 an acre to put in, and we're spending $60 an acre. So, and then the other seed that's not patented is follows this up and stays a little real close to that, and we're losing a lot of producers that produce seed and stuff, and I just think spring is coming, and there's $40 an acre out there. If I plant 1,000 acres of these seeds, I'm going to spend $40,000 that I shouldn't have to spend if we could get these rules relaxed.
And okay, so let me get somebody in touch with you. You're right. You and I have talked about this in the past, and the high rising input costs, particularly seed costs, and the fact that there's a bit of a lack of competition. And you're right. I mean, if there's a patented seed and there's a non-patented seed that is, or even a generic of some sort, it's, you know, price follows price, obviously. That's, and especially if there's a relatively small supply, which of course, anyway, so with regard to rules, I don't understand all that very well, Fred, frankly. So I want somebody in my team to talk to you, get more information, and see if we can't study and see if there's not some relaxation on the rule side that would allow you to do more of what you need to do. While at the same time, we want to be sensitive to, you know, North Dakota state law, obviously, and regulations to make sure that we're not introducing things that we shouldn't be introducing. But I'd like to be able to look more into it at a more granular level with you, if that's possible.
Well, it's real simple. There's two laws that the government passed.
Mm-hmm.
When your former senators, the former Democratic senators, they passed these laws in the early 2000s.
Right.
And these laws say that if I plant the seed that's patented, I could have a $250,000 fine. And they also give the patent for the seed for years, and you can't replant it yourself. Even if it's your seed that you've grown,
yeah.
you can't plant
right.
it. Those two yeah. laws have enabled... like I'm saying, $40,000. If you plant 1,000 acres of one of these seeds, you're going to spend $40,000 more than you should. It should only cost you $20 an acre.
Yeah.
It's costing you $60. And now they're coming after barley. Now barley is getting that same thing. And I've been planting barley and other crops to do it. And now I'm worried about my barley going up so high that I won't
sure.
even be able to plant it.
Let me look into it again and look, maybe dig a little bit deeper on it and talk to some of the aggies and the FDA folks and everybody else that might have anything to do with anything, or the USDA folks that might have anything to do with anything and see what I can learn and see if there's some path to fixing some of this stuff. I see your point. I mean, it's pretty obvious, right? How markets work and supply and demand. And if you have regulations that diminish the supply, then of course you're going to drive the price up. And we don't want to do that artificially, but that's not to say we don't want to have adequate protections either. But, so let's do that, Fred. And I'll sit down with some of my team, you know, even later today and we'll see what's possible. Okay.
Thank you, Fred. Appreciate the call. Clint in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning,
Good morning.
Senator Cramer. I called in here a few years back with frustrations with the Obama administration, and I was...
You were the one.
I was explained to by you that the issue was you being part of only one half of one third of the government, it was impossible to get anything done. We fast forward to, for a short time, we pretty well had all three branches of government, and we pretty well have two right now. And I just, it's very upsetting to me with this whole border wall and the immigration issues amongst anything else, that a couple of spoiled children like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck U. Schumer can hold us all up like this. And
You know, thank you. I mean, I believe me, I'm with you. I understand your frustration. I share it. And in fact, I'll even say today, Scott, I mean, I share his frustration. I mentioned it to some people this morning. As you know, I've made a lot of comments over the years about the Senate. Now I'm a part of it. Now that I'm a part of it and seeing it up close, while I have a certain appreciation, I do have an appreciation for the deliberation of the Senate, I am very frustrated by the pace of things. I mean, it's not at all unusual for us, and just think of this, just Republican rulemaking on our own side. In other words, stuff that doesn't affect Democrats, stuff that doesn't affect the House, stuff that the president doesn't have to sign, just how we conduct our own business. When somebody, you know, has a 2-year frustration and they look into it, like changing the rules of debate, for example, on executive confirmations for, you know, undersecretaries or U.S. attorneys, things like that. You know, and the committee meets and they hash it out and they come to consensus and then they say, we're going to get this done, you know, by the end of March. And I'm like, what about, how about by lunch? You know, I think, how is it that we can't do the things that we even want to do, much less the things that there's diversity about, diversity of thought about? So part of your frustration is embedded in one of the things I'm trying to, one of the differences I'm trying to make in this chamber of the Senate, and that is that that's the rules of debate, the rules of you know, things you hear about the filibuster, the 60-vote rule, all of that stuff, some of which is going to be very, very difficult. I mean, many Republican senators, even in the majority, guard and protect that 60-vote rule because they, you know, they envision themselves being in the minority someday and they want to be able to hold things up too. To which I say, okay, you can reserve it for certain legislative actions, but not for appropriations. You shouldn't it shouldn't count for appropriations. We should be able to go to a simple majority for annual appropriations, and we wouldn't have as many government shutdowns. Now, in this current climate, you're talking about when we had it all, as you say, in this current climate with a divided government, that's much more difficult. So when the Speaker of the House has a hissy fit, you know, and she has so much power over her own caucus, there's lots of dynamics that make democracy difficult. But we should be able to make it a lot more efficient. This is not what the founders had in mind.
And you look at the wall, having been voted on and discussed, really going back to the Reagan years, you know, fencing appropriated, approved, still not built, and we're still fighting it, and she's still stonewalling. It's pretty amazing. More coming up after break.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. InterOffice Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at InterOffice have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck or go online to InterOfficeND.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The United States is withdrawing from a nuclear treaty with Russia that's been in effect for decades. In making the announcement, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says this morning that Russia's been violating the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty for years.
Russia has jeopardized the United States' security interests, and we can no longer be restricted by the treaty while Russia shamelessly violates it.
Pompeo says that treaty will become null and void tomorrow. Some of the most dangerous cold weather to strike the nation's Midwest and Northeast in memory is finally starting to ease, but not before at least 21 people lost their lives this week to it. The cold now finally expected to move out today. Some areas that have had wind chills as low as 40 and 50 below zero could reach the 50s on the thermometer this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Your mind, brought to you today by our friends at MBI Energy. I tell you what, North Dakota Energy Jobs, that's a gold standard there at MBI. They really are. What a company. Voted best place to work in the oil patch. They've received all kinds of awards for safety excellence because they make safety your top priority. They want you home with your family every night. The team enjoys excellent pay, best-in-class benefits, top-tier training, employee housing where available, opportunity for advancement. Some sign-on bonus positions. Right now looking for diesel mechanics and truck drivers with a Class A CDL in Watford, Ross, Kildare, Belfield for oil truck drivers, water truck drivers, flatbed truck drivers, hot oil truck drivers, hot shot drivers, and the diesel mechanics day shifts and night shifts. So apply today, MBIEnergyServices.com, or just give them a call right now, 844-MBI-JOBS, 844-MBI-JOBS. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer. Just quickly, because we literally have the phones have been full the entire time. As soon as one drops off, another fills, and I want to get everybody in today. But I do have to ask you about the latest on this negotiation in this conference committee, because we've heard now the latest trick is, oh, yeah, we'll be $20-some billion for border security, but none of it for a wall. And, lines drawn in the sand. Even Colin Peterson, who said, give him the money. Give him the money. Let's just get this deal going now, is saying, not so fast. And I believe the whole reason for reopening the government and negotiating was to negotiate, not to have these, basically the stalemate continue in the conference committee. What's going on?
Well, so it's interesting, Scotty, because actually one of the most reasonable people I've ever worked with in Congress is a Democrat named Henry Cuellar, and he's on the conference committee. And Henry's, always been reasonable on lots of things, including wall funding, and now all of a sudden even he has said, doesn't support any money for a wall. I'm sure this is coming straight from the Speaker. However, she softened some of her language yesterday or the day before, and then she even went so far as to say that she's not going to block a vote on whatever legislation the conference negotiators come up with. But then in the same sentence, she said something like, but there's not going to be any wall money in the legislation. Well, which is it? Are you going to allow a vote or not? Because then you have her, the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, Nita Lowey, has said that she's open to it. Now she's the lead negotiator for House Democrats, and she's open to it, and at least one other Democrat on the committee says he's open to it. What I think Scott's happening is everybody's sort of positioning, and we see a little thawing here and there with a little bit of movement. Now the president is, he's gotten frustrated because he went from a wall to a fencing to a barrier, call it whatever you want. Let's just get the darn thing built. And so the semantics of it, we've gotten way overboard on what we call it. So he's kind of retreated back to, let's call it what it is. It's a wall, dang, And really, Scott, the thing is, we're not that far apart.
we need more of everything. We need more technology. We need more judges. We need more Customs and Border Patrol, but Customs Border Protection, ICE. You know, all of that's part of it. We certainly can use more situational awareness from the global hawks that fly over the border. That helps us know where people are coming from. You can't stop people from crossing in a drone, but you can let Border Patrol know well in advance where large numbers of people are heading. So there's just a lot of things we can do, and all of it has a place. And here's what the president has been talking about, what Republicans have been talking about, is the very reasonable idea of getting the money and then taking our lead from the Customs and Border Protection experts on the ground. They're the ones that can tell us where's a wall make sense, where does, you know, something else make sense, where does, you know, where do more people make sense. This is not that difficult a problem to solve. It's just we've got to get Nancy Pelosi beyond just saying no because it's Donald Trump.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like anything's changing here at all on that front, that's for sure. Wolf in Williston for Senator Kramer, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Scott, Kevin, and don't forget Todd. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Kevin, I am a newly retired military gentleman after 26 years, and I came up to the Bakken here to drive to augment my retirement because I have a combination of active duty as well as reserve aviation experience.
And you're young. So you
I'm
have
finding out that I can't get my VA loan because I am a commissioned position as a driver here, and there's plenty of positions up here like that.
Sure.
And it's requiring 2 years in my position before I can even apply, even with my VA. It has exacerbated because the person who was doing my loan said, oh, if you have your wife come up here in 1 month with two paychecks, she can apply for a loan. I think that's a little unfair. I'm wondering if there's anything on the horizons for helping us military people to get maybe a little waiver for this 2 year commission position requirement that is federal. It's a federal requirement on mortgages.
Right. Okay. Let me look into it. I'd love to know your specific story.
Hello?
And just what you just shared. I'd like to get the specifics of that and dig into it and then see. Clearly, it sounds like there needs to be a policy change in my mind. We want to be able to help you directly, but we also should just look at how we can help everybody going forward if a policy needs to be changed. And by the way, I'm meeting with the VA secretary here, I think next week or very soon, so I could bring it up with him as well and see if it's a rule or regulation or if it's actual law. But if I can get your information, I'd love to work on it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, thank you. And thank you for your service.
Thanks, Wolf. And if you hang on a second here, Daniel will get your number and email address, and we'll pass it on to Senator Kramer's office, okay?
Yes, sir, and have a great day.
Thanks.
You as well.
I never cease to be amazed, though, at what seems to me to be just a lack of common sense in a lot of our rules and regulations. You know, I'm sure there's some reason for that kind of a delay, Scott, but these are the things that just sort of drive me crazy. It's like, why does the government make it harder to help people instead of easier? Especially veterans, by the way.
No kidding. All right, let's see who's next. Mike in Minnesota has a question. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello?
Are you there, Mike? Hi, Mike. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. A couple things. I'm sure you guys both know how to finish the sentence. Let's get the log out of our own eye before. And in the Constitution, it says the Second Amendment, our right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Well,
yes.
If we have to get a permit to carry, that's infringement, isn't it?
Well, you know, even within the Constitution, there's room for some government regulation or a certain amount of regulation that doesn't infringe. But you raise an important point, because what we'll find if we're not careful, and believe me, there are plenty of people not careful, there will be these laws or these bills that are introduced that on their surface, or, you know, to people who aren't maybe familiar with the Constitution or familiar with guns, or in many cases both,
that will say, well, that makes some sense that we would have that kind of a, you know, that kind of a waiting period, that kind of a background check, or that if you're on a certain list, that you would default to not letting you have your, you know, your right to bear arms, to which I always tell people and try to remind people that the Constitution guarantees rights. The law is, you know, apart from the Constitution, oftentimes restricts rights or restricts privileges, restricts certain, you know, opportunities, but the law protects rights in the Constitution. And what am I saying? What I mean by that is that you can't remove someone's rights because they're a certain type of a person or because they have a certain condition without it being adjudicated. You know, even the Constitution doesn't guarantee, it guarantees rights until such time as you've unearned them. But you don't earn rights. Rights are guaranteed. But certainly your actions can unearn them, and those actions, though, should need to be adjudicated. In other words, somebody doesn't just declare it. You have to have some sort of, you know, some sort of due process. And that's the important two words, due process. So apart from that, but whether a permit or not, you know, infringes, a case can be made, but, it's probably become widely accepted that some sort of a permit is fine. At this point, what I can't get over, and as you probably know, I'm a strong advocate for regarding permits, concealed carry being a, having a reciprocity across state lines makes all the sense in the world, because I do think it's an infringement upon, your right to bear arms to not have reciprocity, for
concealed carry. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. Jamie Bismarck for Senator Kramer. Go ahead.
Morning, guys.
Hi, Jamie.
Earlier this week, I was listening to Rush, and he said that somebody who in the Trump administration was trying to work a deal with Kamala Harris and Dianne Feinstein about the judges to appoint in the Ninth Circuit Court. I hope that's not what he's doing. I know you're friends with President Trump, Senator Kramer, and boy, I'd sure encourage you to tell him not to do that, because we need all the courts on, you know, on a constitutional side that we can get. And I can't tell you how many times I've been disappointed in the Ninth Circuit Court's rulings on our constitutional rights. That, you know, if Trump ends up having to build this wall through whatever his military, presidential or whatever, you know, they'll probably go right to the Ninth Circuit to get him to stop it, because that's one of them they know that couldn't care less about the Constitution. It's a big leftist court. So, you know, whatever you can do to change his mind on that, if that's an actual truth, I'd really appreciate it.
Well, we all know the Ninth Circuit's a big problem. Of course, they have a bad pool to choose from in the first place, and you have bad politicians, you know, that are very liberal. And unfortunately, or depending on your perspective, senators, especially in the states that have the judges, have an awful lot to say about who those federal judges are. There are other people, though, that the president can consult with, but the Senate is the advise and consent, chamber that deals with personnel, particularly the courts. So it'd be hard not to include them to some degree. Obviously, you have to have some consensus. That said, I think there's more we can do to break up the Ninth Circuit, you know, separate the Ninth Circuit. It's not only a liberal court, it's a very large one. And you're right, when it comes to border security, you know, it's so interesting. People say, well, if Nancy Pelosi is so against the wall, why don't we just take the one down? If it's immoral, we should take the one down that separates San Diego from, you know, Tijuana, and see how well it works out for California. But that's also why a lot of these caravans come to California rather than Texas or Arizona, because once you cross, of course, you've got a very liberal Ninth Circuit that's going to be on your side if you're here illegally, because they tend to protect illegal rather than uphold the law.
Thank you, Jamie. I appreciate the call very much. Yeah, we're going to the break here, but I'll just ask you real quickly, because somebody's texted, what about Drew Wrigley's nomination? Will you be voting on that soon?
Well, it hasn't come over from the White House yet. Of course, they had to redo everything that wasn't done last year. They have to start all over. So I expect it very soon. It should go quickly.
Take a break. Back with more. The Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Kramer. Your questions when we continue.
Hi, this is Scott Hennen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
What's on your mind? Giving Hearts Day is coming up on February 14th, and we're in February now, so it's real now. It's getting close, and there are a wonder of wonderful charities that are looking for your support on that day where they get match dollars and all kinds of other ways to double down on your matchy-matchy money. And Kelsey Knutson is here from TNT Kids Fitness, and they're a nonprofit organization, been around since 2005. They work towards understanding, accepting, and helping all children grow stronger with confidence. Hi, Kelsey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So how do you do that? How do you help all kids grow stronger with confidence?
Yes. So our mission is unlocking potential through movement. So we use movement to help people of all abilities not only grow physically, but also socially, cognitively, and emotionally here at TNT.
So if there is no TNT any longer, what's gone? What leaves the community?
Well, we serve over 2,000 people on a weekly basis, and so there would be a lot of people in our community that would no longer have a place to move, and specifically a place where they can go that can service their needs. We even have 32 area schools that bring their adaptive FIAD classes to TNT throughout the day.
And you have people actually coming to get to TNT Kids Fitness on a Giving Hearts Day as well. You're having a little fun that day, right?
Yes, we are. We're so excited. We have what's called Spin It to Give It. And that's a partnership between TNT and Cycle Bar. And so we're bringing in a bunch of different businesses. Right now we're at about 61 teams, and I know we're pushing for at least 70. So we're looking to get a lot of people through our doors and then participating in the 10-minute Cycle Bar Challenge.
Fantastic. Well, it'll be a big day, a lot of fun. And, of course, all those dollars go directly into supporting the adaptive gym equipment, helping TNT continue to make classes affordable for clients. So it's a great cause. Kelsey Knutson, good luck on Giving Hearts Day, and thanks for the update.
Thank you so much.
Back with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Bernie in Alexandria, Minnesota, with a question for Kevin. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks, Senator Cramer, as well. Being here in Minnesota, it's kind of a desert over here for conservatives, but we have someone like you.
Thank you.
That being said, I would really love it if you could explain your vote yesterday on Mitch McConnell's resolution to keep our troops in Afghanistan and Syria. As an Air Force veteran of 29 years, I don't understand what could possibly change in the next decade, let alone that hasn't changed in the past two over in Afghanistan.
I was kind of waiting for the end because I wasn't sure for sure how you would differentiate Afghanistan and Syria, and I think you have, because I think you're right. Afghanistan is a little bit harder than Syria. Syria clearly has in my mind, Syria is a spot that has more direct relevance to American security, particularly because it's a land bridge, of course, from Iran to Israel, as well as, of course, our allies there, the Kurds and the other allegiance or alliance that's been built internally, really does need us and needs our dependence. Just to be clear, though, the resolution reemphasizes prudence in any type of a withdrawal to ensure that our generals on the ground and that we're doing it in a fashion that we're not doing it hastily, that it is strategic, not only political. So, and it passed overwhelmingly, by the way. And I've been, I'm a member of the Armed Services Committee, and I've been a little bit, I wouldn't say critical, because it isn't that. I mean, actually, to be honest, I'm actually encouraged the more I talk to the generals and talk to the folks at the Pentagon about the withdrawal plans and how they're going, the prudence of them. We have this tendency, or at least the current commander-in-chief, who I, of course, as you know and love, has a tendency to sort of be abrupt in his pronouncements, and then we sort of have to seek more information to determine whether or not things are done in an orderly way and in a way that doesn't abandon our allies and doesn't create a massive void. And that's probably the other big concern that I have, both in Afghanistan and Syria, but probably even more so in Syria, and that is that leaving an influence void in a place where Iran, particularly in Russia as well, would love to have a playground in there, as our current allies start looking for other allies if we're not there with the type of show of force and expertise and political support as well. So that's sort of the essence of it. That's why I voted the way I voted. It's not that I'm saying we should never leave Afghanistan, but, let's just make sure that our decisions are based, that we don't waste all the investment that's already been made in a very abrupt withdrawal.
We have to leave it there, Bernie. We're running out of time, and I want to squeeze in at least one text here. Is there any truth that Senator Cramer is reintroducing Heidi's bill called Savannah's Law?
It's been reintroduced. Lisa Murkowski and I and John Hoven co-sponsored as well, reintroduced it. As I said last year, I said I would be happy to be part of the team that reintroduces it as soon as possible in the new Congress. It passed the Senate at the very end. It took almost 2 years to get it passed in the Senate, and then they wanted us to pass it in like 2 days. And that was just
physically impossible. There were also some things that weren't, you know, that weren't satisfactory to law enforcement and the Department of Justice. So there was just no way to amend it. In fact, they weren't open to amending it. We just could not move it the last, you know, the last few days of the last Congress in the House. So we reintroduced it in the Senate, and we're working on it now.
And did you not tell us that the chair of the committee, Bob Goodlatte, in the House never heard from Senator Cramer about trying to fix those things in the 11th hour?
From Senator Heitkamp, right. Yeah, no, she tweeted insults at him immediately upon it passed the Senate. They sent over to the House, and the next day she started tweeting insults at him. It was clear.
Rather than call him, doesn't doing
yeah.
good.
But we're going to do it in a way that gets it done.
Good for you. Thanks a bunch. God bless, folks. Have a great weekend.
I'm Al Gustin. As producers, we deal with many things beyond our control. The weather, input costs, and volatile markets all create stress. That stress can take a toll on our well-being. If you're withdrawing from activities, losing sleep, or being irritable to those around you, don't go it alone. Visit with a friend, clergy member, or professional, or call First Link at 211 anytime for listening and support.
This message is brought to you by the members of the North Dakota Bankers Association and Beck Sports.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy. Good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.